Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The poet Walt Whitman was born 200 years ago today. His seminal work was Leaves of Grass, first published in 1855, 6 years before the start of the Civil War. Anita Patterson is a professor of English at Boston University. She spoke during a recent symposium on Whitman and said he was a poet of his time.
1855 was a very kind of important year in terms of thinking about the crisis over slavery. And indeed, we can see Whitman's coming of age as a poet as being closely associated with his concerns about slavery as a threat to national unity in the U.S. He wrote a lot of journalism in the 1840s about slavery. And interestingly, in the journalism, we don't see nearly the same kind of identification and sympathy for the suffering of slaves. In fact, in a 1942 article titled Black and White Slaves, he actually argued that the condition of white workers in England was worse than slaves in the South. He was primarily concerned in his journalism in the years leading up to Leaves of Grass with political extremism. He was very concerned that the abolitionists and the South were both taking very extreme positions. He wrote in the Brooklyn Eagle an article titled The Union Versus Fanaticism. It's striking and interesting that by 1855, when he came out with Leaves of Grass, that we have this very profound and searching identification with African Americans on the part of the poet's speaker.
In 1862, Whitman went to Washington to care for his brother George, who'd been wounded in the Civil War Battle of Fredericksburg. He stayed on to work in the hospitals, which were overwhelmed with casualties. Whitman wrote many poems about those Civil War experiences. One is called 1861, read here by former poet laureate Robert Pinsky.
Armed year, year of the struggle. No dainty rhymes or sentimental love verses for you, terrible year. Not you as some pale poetling seated at a desk, lisping cadenzas piano, but as a strong man erect, clothed in blue clothes, advancing, carrying a rifle on your shoulder, with well-gristled body and sunburnt face and hands, with a knife in the belt at your side. As I heard you, shouting loud, your sonorous voice ringing across the continent. Your masculine voice, O year, as rising amid the great cities, amid the men of Manhattan I saw you, as one of the workmen, the dwellers of Manhattan, or with large steps crossing the prairies out of Illinois and Indiana, rapidly crossing the west with springy gait and descending the Alleghenies, or down from the Great Lakes, or in Pennsylvania, or on deck along the Ohio River, or southward along the Tennessee or Cumberland rivers, or at Chattanooga on the mountaintop, saw I your gait and saw I your sinewy limbs, clothed in blue, bearing weapons, robust year, heard your determined voice launched forth again and again, year that suddenly sang by the mouths of the round-lipped cannon. I repeat you, hurrying, crashing, sad, distracted year.
Robert Pinsky reading Walt Whitman's poem 1861. Whitman was born 200 years ago today.